following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Y'all think the dots at Metro Park are still tore up?
No, they're all prettied up. Yeah.
So, all prettied up. But we got Joe Carlucci. It's still tore up a year and a half later. You know? Here we go, Rob. Yeah, we've had a heated discussion here, but go ahead.
Right. Before the break, you were talking about all the fishermen turning out way back when.
Yeah.
And I remember going to one meeting. There must have been 2,000 or 3,000 fishermen, you know, moving in and out of the hall where they were having it. Guys had to go out and have a smoke, you know.
Yeah, you talking about the one downtown they had?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And after snapper season was closed.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the board members finally, you know, stood up, got everybody quiet, and he says, "We're not here to solicit input. We're here to tell you what we're going to do."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they had already approved it. They had already approved closing it down, and then they were having the courtesy meeting down there. But see that the meeting before that, Rob, there was like 14 people at it. I was there. There was like 14 people there, and that was before the snapper season was closed.
Right.
But this is what happens, you know.
Yeah, they weren't interested in what we had to say. They had decided they were going to shut it.
Well, because they know. They know that they, you know, people are not going to stand up. That's it, you know.
What John Nooney was talking about, what is it, task force or whatever it is that is going to come out with.
Yeah, new task assignments.
Yeah. I think something about that just stinks.
Yeah, I'm glad we got John is a real good bell ringer on letting us keeping us updated on what they're doing down there. But it's also important. I've attended several meetings with him, but it'd be great if we could get more attendance. But yeah, he's doing a good job keeping track, being eyes and ears of those who aren't there.
I would go if I had a ride, but it frustrates me that they come out with regulations that are just crazy. It's like the exclusion area down there for non-motorized craft.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they need that for?
Yeah. Well, Rob, when one of the meetings I was at down there, they were sandbagging me on putting additional reef drops in the river there south of the Fuller Warren. They're like, "Well, we need to do a study." I'm like, "You got your study. Your study is the two existing reefs sitting right there in the river, full of mussel, barnacle, and oyster already, full of filter feeders. It's doing a tremendous benefit for the river. Everything is a positive about it. You know, why are you going to sandbag somebody saying, "Well, we need to start from zero"? No, you don't need to start from zero. It's kind of like, you know, why is the pier not rebuilt? If you don't need a permit to rebuild or repair, then why is the pier still not fully restored to what it was?
They got to spend money on surveys. I mean, The city spends more on surveys and planning than they do on projects.
Yeah.
Well, and they spend more money on the things that they want to spend it on. I mean, you know, sort of like,
really?
Yeah, sort of like the Jaguar games, you know.
And the ramps down there. And the, you know, we've docks got docks down over there.
Yeah. I guarantee you docks are all made, you know, are all fixed for the people who want to go to the Jaguar games, but
you know, the regular fishermen, we have a boat ramp that was completely shut down out there, you know, for a year and a half that, unfortunately, for some reason, we just can't seem to get started on the thing for some reason, because they don't have no money.
Yeah. Plus, a guy called into a show last week and said that the pier that got a direct hit from a Cat 5 out there in the panhandle was back in operation already, and it's all attributed to, excuse me, the design of the pier, how well it was designed and modular it was. It was put back together again, and their piers are back up after a direct hit from a Cat 5 hurricane. And we can't get one going again after a couple of years.
I think one of the problems is that they see that great big parking lot by the pier as land to be built on so that they can collect taxes.
Oh, yeah. You can always follow the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I called in for was to wish y'all a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Happy
Rob.
New Year to you, too, Rob.
Same to you. Hope you had a good Christmas.
I was explaining to Chris and Ted here about the floats that that you make with the rattles in them. What do you call that again?
Well, I call it Tim's Wind Cheater, but I think I'm going to change it to Tim's Weighted Popper.
Pro Popper, right?
Yeah, Pro Popper.
Yeah.
It is, you can cast that thing into a hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I want to show it to them. I still got one in my truck, and, you know, from one of those, I've saved one to show to people, you know.
Yeah.
And so that way I can show it to people. But they work fabulously, man, I'm going to tell you. That was a brilliant idea coming up with that rattle inside the thing. The other brilliant idea that you have is the shrink wrap. I mean, to me, that is the ticket right there.
Yes, sir. Well, I designed the popping cork for charter captains to meet, you know, their demanding use of it so that, you know, it's made for long-term wear and tear and to be effective because, I mean, you charter captains, I mean, you make your living using the right tackle. And my aim was to design something that would work and it would last.
Well, it sure does. It sure does. I'm here to tell you. And they do absolutely work.
Well, good. there's some people that credit the popping cork to saving their charters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, we got probably one on here. I think Leon's on here.
Yep.
He's on the line waiting, matter of fact.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, Leon. When are you going to come get your Christmas present?
There you go. We sure appreciate it, Rob. Happy New Year to you. And thanks again for designing this stuff to come up. This new stuff you're always looking at, it's great, I'm telling you.
Well,
I've really enjoyed using those popping corks you gave me.
All righty. Well, y'all have a great weekend, and start things off right in the new year and catch them up.
I sure hope so. Thank you, Nan.
Thanks for calling, Rob.
Morning, Leon.
Good morning, Captain Vic. How are you, sir? Good morning, Captain Nichols.
Doing good.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
How you been?
I'm doing good, laddie.
Good. I'm glad you're doing that fish population control thing down in the valley there for us. You know, we wouldn't want them to... Wouldn't want them to start climbing out of the banks or anything and start terrorizing the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I couldn't allow that to happen. Just couldn't allow that to happen. Now, it's kind of funny you mentioned it. I was using Rob's floats yesterday in that wind.
Yeah. And,
I look at my class, I go, watch this. And, I mean, that thing, you can put it in another zip code with those floats.
You need to tell us a little bit more. I hear the music starting. Can you? I know you've been holding on for a while. Can you hang on?
Yeah, I'll hold over. It's not a problem.
Okay. And, Bill, if you want to, you can call me back or, you know, you can hang on either one. But anyway, 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll get Captain Leon Dane on here again, too, as soon as we get back.
Dad! That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Benelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back, and Leon's been patiently waiting.
Bloody.
I think patiently.
I got all the patience in the world right now for the rest of the year.
There you go. Not fishing today, yeah. Huh?
I took the rest of the year off. My wonderful girlfriend and I, we're going to go take a short mini vacation, so we're going to...
Yeah, it's all
you
right.
You know what? I put the rods up, cleaned the boat up, and said, okay, I'm done.
You're going to head south where it's warmer, or head up?
We're gonna head north. We're gonna go to Savannah.
Oh, okay.
And you got made sure you don't have any mud miners or anything left in there, right?
No, I tell you what, it was a I pulled up to the ramp, and you know, I offloaded the boat up and pulled, you know, started cleaning fish and saw people pulling by. I go, "You need any bait? You need any bait?"
Yeah.
And I said one word, and you would have thought that I opened up the gates to go, "Anybody want some fiddlers?" And I mean,
yeah, that would have done it, because people are out of fiddlers.
Yeah,
that's right. People fiddlers descended on me like so quickly. I looked like locusts.
I need on the stock market.
I need to find some this week.
Well, I gave away a bait bucket full, and I was like, they were gone in two heartbeats.
Oh yeah.
So, the valley has been decent in the past week to 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know, unfortunately, we were dealing with that influx of heavy rain that we got last week and the week prior, which screwed up the water salinity. It was a really hot bite in the valley prior to that, and it made a slow comeback the last few days.
I was worried about this rain, you know, that we were supposed to get yesterday and today, you know, overnight and all that. But I don't think it's going to be enough to hurt us this time.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it because I'm not going to be on the water.
Because I know we had, you know, the past probably, 3 weeks, we've had, you know, a good amount of rain once a week for the last 3 weeks. I think it's been in at least 2 weeks, but I think it's been 3 weeks now, because all of a sudden, I mean, out there sheephead fishing even, it looked like Crescent Lake when the water's coming through there on outgoing tide.
Just that nasty.
Yeah. I mean, it really wasn't dirty, but the color of it, you know what I mean? It just looked like you could tell it was fresh water, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then when that water, you know how it changes out there. When that tide starts coming in, you know the difference in color? Well, it was a huge difference this time, you know, because of it being so dark from all that fresh water.
Yes, sir. I'm quite aware of that. It was, you know, every day when I launched that boat in the valley, you know, when I back down, I kind of take a glance at my trailer lights to see just what color I'm looking at. I mean, it went from really clean, clear Palm Valley water to Coca-Cola. And I'm like,
it just
kills me.
Yeah, when you put it in your live well, like for your shrimp or whatever, I mean, it really is. You could really see the difference in your live well.
You certainly can. You're absolutely right about that. Water temperature in the valley is, honestly, it's almost at 70. If not, it'll be at 70 degrees again today.
Mm.
It was in the high 60s. I don't know what it is in your neck of the woods. But it's pretty darn warm. We got some good schooling redfish. I saw several schools yesterday. I mean, yesterday morning we were out there we started at 6:45 in the morning with my clients, and I didn't make it 300 yards past the last set of docks before I hit my first school of redfish going down the banks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, you know, there's some good schools of redfish if you know where to look in the valley. There's trout to be caught, black drum to be caught. The sheephead bite has really dropped off drastically since the rain started about 2 weeks ago. It seems like the only ones I'm catching are those little males right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, call little ferocious little things they are.
Yeah, but it seems like there's a bunch of them around Whiteshell that are like that.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
I did better on the larger sheephead working my way down to Volano. Surprisingly, and not really surprisingly, but I love seeing it, is I've been catching some monster whiting up here in the valley. On some of these underwater shell mounds, just throwing jigs upstream and bouncing them down.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the valley, you know, I'm talking about 14, 15 inch whiting, and I'm like, just keep throwing over there. I'll take 10 of those, you know, in a heartbeat. So, I mean, I'll gladly clean a bunch of those whiting.
Hey, did you see that one on the new fishing app on, for the phone? Pulled that up and I looked up whiting one day, and, they had a picture of a whiting on there. They had two of them. One, the smallest one, was like 15, and the biggest one was looked like it was right around 18.
Man.
Just monster whiting.
Looks like a nice redfish, and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, that's a whiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the whiting, I think, is one of the few fish that fights harder once you got it out of the water and you're trying to get it unhooked.
Yeah.
He saves it all.
He is a ferocious little critter. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Let's see what else we got. You know, yesterday, we finished on a high note, got some good fish.
Have you heard of about any sheep, you know, how the sheephead bite is at the rocks down there in St. Augustine?
I'll be honest with you. I was down there, I think, 4 days ago, maybe 5 days ago, and I was fishing jigs and shrimp in 20 to 22 feet of water.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing – we took four sheephead home that day. But what really impressed me watching was this older gentleman in the rocks. I mean, tied up in the rock. You know, he had a used tire thrown up in the rocks, you know, and an anchor out there. And he was sitting sideways. And he put on a clinic. It was impressive to watch.
Man.
I was impressed watching. I mean, he'd dump his little secret chum over the side, and then all of a sudden all three rods would go off immediately.
Yeah, he's put in some time. He's got his system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. It was when he got done, I actually stood up, gave him a little ovation, said, "Sir, that was a pleasure to watch, sir." it was impressive. I mean, he had it down pat for sure.
Hey, Rob or Chip was saying y'all had a furious pomp bite going on there, but this was weeks ago. They all gone out of there?
Yeah, they're long gone. There's no doubt about that. I mean, there may be some that are stragglers that are lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got into a absolute stupid bite of pompano all the way up at the valley.
Yeah.
I mean, by the bridge. I mean, I'd never seen that before in my life. But I'll be the first one to say I think this is one of the best pompano runs that we've had in years coming down the beaches. I mean, everyone was just crushing them.
Now, they'll fight in the water. They're not like a whiting. They give it their all because they ain't coming in. But do you have a salinity checker?
Yes, I do. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I try to keep mine close at hand.
It was unfortunately a disgusting low 8 in the valley.
Wow.
Where it usually is a 16.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, what is it, Vic? 30, something like around 30 is what the ocean is.
It's 30 to 35 in the ocean. When it's not raining every day.
Yeah.
Right.
When you're not in the jetties.
Exactly. Exactly.
So. Yeah, that's 16, Leon. That's way down there. That's what I've got up there in Arlington, and the fish still aren't happy. So,
Vic, you getting any yellowmouth trout?
There is some around finally now. I haven't seen any big ones out actually yet, but some up to about 14 inches.
I got you.
Yeah.
10-4.
Now, I haven't fished this week. I had the flu this week. I've been off the water.
I'm sorry to hear that, Vic.
Yeah, it was last Friday was my last day fishing, and ever since then I got sick on Saturday after the show. By the time I got home, I started getting sick, and that was it, man.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, I spent Christmas Day in bed. So
that's not the place to do that, my friend.
No, it wasn't, but I'm a whole lot better now and ready to go.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you the last thing before I let you go. Yesterday, I had four rods spread for two guys. Two rods were with 8-ounce jig heads tipped with shrimp, and the other two were with the Rob Coxey popping cork floats, weighted floats. And in the morning, we started out with just jig heads because there was not a breath of air moving out there at 6:45 in the morning. We fished till about 8 o'clock, you know, before that wind started to move. And since we did that, I picked up those wind shear corks of his. And,
wind
you know, they're a wind shear. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we worked the oyster beds and did quite well on those with shrimp with about 18 to 20 inches of leader. So.
Yeah, them things are fabulous.
They really are. They really are.
So. Sure, appreciate it, Leon. Gentlemen. Enjoy your trip. Be careful.
Yeah, have a good time up in Savannah, brother. And thanks for calling in and hanging on.
All right, brother. You guys take care and have a wonderful year.
You too.
See you later, Leon.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Egypt's Interior Ministry says police have killed 40 suspected fighters in a roadside bomb attack that killed four people yesterday. That explosion hit a tourist bus on Friday near the Giza pyramids, killing three Vietnamese tourists and their Egyptian guide and injuring more than a dozen other people. Wall Street capped a week of volatile trading with an uneven finish and the market's first weekly gain since November. The S&P 500 index fell 3 points, or about 0.1% of its value. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 76. The NASDAQ was actually in positive territory. It added 5 points by the closing bell. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index fell last month as fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes. Higher mortgage rates and prices said to be squeezing would-be buyers out of the market, especially in the western states. This is SRN News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars face the Houston Texans. Broadcast starts 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 5th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 5th at 6 p.m. it's the Hall of Heroes Mini Comic-Con at Mosh at the Museum of Science and History. And Sunday, January 6th at 10 a.m. it's the Orange Park Farmers and Art Market at the Town Hall Park on Park Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's a crash at 95 north at the ramp to the Acosta Bridge, blocking the left-hand lane. Another one at I-10 east at the ramp from 295. A little bit of rain today, 20 to 30% chance of showers, and cloudy. High 75, 20% chance of showers. A little bit of fog overnight, mostly cloudy, low 64. Matter of fact, that is our current temp, 64 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and we got Bill called back. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Glad to hear you're out and about.
He's back.
Good to hear from you.
Well, that's good news. I'm off the water, you know. I took my boat and dropped off because of the hydraulic issue. Hopefully, I'll get that fixed.
Yeah, do you know when you're getting it back?
No, but I took it to Atlantic Marine where I typically do, and oddly enough, they said, yeah, bring it right down. Normally it's like, hey, bring it next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get it sooner then.
Well, it seemed like it, because normally they don't want to give up the space. They're real busy. You got to churn them out.
Is it hydraulic steering or trim tabs?
No, it's a tilt and trim.
Oh, that. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll slow down the stop the trip.
Well, I was almost up to Fort George, and back up in the weeds, had the motor up, and it wouldn't go down. So I had to drive all the way back down to Sisters with the motor up. Thank God it was getting water.
Yeah.
I was going like 4.4 miles an hour with the bow straight up.
Yeah, there should be. Did you find the little release thing in there?
The little manual.
And oddly enough, it wasn't stuck shut, but I didn't have anything big enough on the boat, even though I've taken this old screwdriver and painted it and got it ready to go.
Yeah.
It's still in my garage, just, stupid laziness on my part. But, you guys were talking about boat stories when you were younger. My dad gave me, we had a marinas, and my father gave me a 13-foot Boston Whaler, and it had that cable steering.
Oh, yeah.
The cable wrapped around the two spools behind the steering wheel.
Yep.
And the springs and stuff. So the guys that owned it, they were probably 20. Their parents owned a refinery, and they were wildly wealthy, and they were maniacs. And they took this Boston Whaler over the ski jump in Chautauqua Lake in New York and wore the keel off.
I can imagine.
I know one time their mom bought him a one of the little motorcycles, mini bikes.
Yeah.
And it had a ski on the front to go in the winter, and she fired it up. She got a little intoxicated, fired it up in the living room, and sliced a hole right through the carpeting all the way across the room. So the whole family was pretty maniacal. And I rebuilt it and painted it and, did all, put new rubber trim, rubber rail on it, and redid the wood console and yada yada. And I finally get it ready. My dad gave me a 40 horsepower Evinrude. And I said, come on, I got it all done. Let's go for a ride. And so we get in the boat, and he hits it, and it goes, and the freaking steering cable broke, came loose or something, and threw him out of the boat.
Oh, no.
Well, thankfully, on the way out, he got the throttle back. Otherwise, it'd run over him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they will go around the circles, man. It's so dangerous.
Yeah, the motor goes one way and sticks.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the cable steering, too, we replaced my dad's one time in that glass bar and took all the cable out. Don't ever do that at one time.
Well,
you turn left,
terrible.
You turn left, it goes right. You turn right, it goes left. So
I've done that.
That was a bad day.
Wind it backwards.
Yeah.
Well, my dad was freaking furious. I thought he was going to beat me to death when he got back in the boat. It was like, holy smoke. So, those old boats, I got some. Well, I was in a wreck in a Glastron one time with a bunch of kids, and we hit a float boat and stuck on. We were about 4 feet into the boat up on the front deck. Kids were flying across the float boat into the water, and that kid did get beat to death, the driver, but super fun. But hopefully, I'll be able to get fishing here next week if they get my boat back.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, hopefully. It looks like we're going to have some lighter winds, especially after Monday, I think it is, and then, getting them back down again. So hopefully it's going to be a little bit better. That wind's been blowing.
Worse.
Past couple of days is blowing pretty hard,
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have went. I wanted to go Thursday, and I told you I wanted to go because it's supposed to be real cloudy, and it was, and it didn't rain more than 10 minutes and do some top water casting, but instead I had to take my stupid boat down and hole in the water and pour some money in it.
Yeah, I had a trip booked for Thursday, but I didn't get to go. We talked, and I had one actually booked for yesterday also, but didn't go. But I got sick this week, so it was. But yeah. I'm doing a lot better now.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Chris, you get your boat done?
I did, and between the boat being in the shop, and I came down with a like an upper respiratory little crud. I did some volunteer work at my granddaughter's elementary school, and one of the teacher's aides there was sick as a dog and shouldn't have been around anybody, and she infected me and some other people. So about the time I got the boat squared away, I was like still trying to kind of lay low and get over that. So because, you know, like Vic was saying, it's no fun to be sick around Christmas.
No. No, I got to play with my grandson. He's 4, and turns out his mom liked his presents better than he did. So that was kind of hilarious.
Do tell.
Fighting on the living room floor over a toy. It was pretty cool.
Usually that's like clothes. The kids don't care for the clothes, but the parents love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Vic kids told me you're able to fish every day of the week. Is that the case?
To me? I could. Yeah. Yeah, if I wanted to, yeah. My wife doesn't care. She'll go when she's feeling good, she goes too.
My wife hates to fish, but she'll tell me to go whenever I want.
Yeah, that's so what if I'm my not wife working, will tell me.
Yeah. I just, I,
maybe we need to hook up sometime. Let's go.
Yeah, that sounds like a green light to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, it's hard
I'll get your number from
Tuesday.
I'll get your number from Brother Vic here.
All right.
Give you a call.
Remember, I don't have a boat this week.
Oh, I got mine. It's ready to roll.
Yeah, between the three of us, we got 4 boats. We got a little fleet thing going on.
I am taking the wife camping though this week coming up. So
talked about that. We go to an island.
You are,
But I can't do it if I can't lift my motor because you know your boat's beached. At low tide.
Yeah, you don't want it stuck up, having the motors holding the boat up.
Yeah. Yeah, then it just like hold the back end down and sink it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know where Claw Island is?
No, actually, I don't.
If you leave Sisters and you ramp and you go up the river left, north,
uh-huh.
At the end of that long run of islands, spoil islands,
yeah,
you can turn left back up into goes into a creek, and you can get to Clapboard Creek and back up there where the Eagle's Nest is and stuff. It's that one little island. As soon as you turn left, you go past the big island, turn left, it's right there.
Back through Hanamel?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right there at Marker 77 where you turn left.
Yeah, it's very good place to camp because the island slopes away from the prevailing wind, and there's a lot of vegetation on the windward side. We were in there one time, it was 32. And I always take my saw and cut 2 boatloads of wood because I'm a, you know, build a big fire and stand back kind of guy.
Yeah. 32 degrees?
Yeah, 32.
No yellow flies at 32, are there?
No.
That's
a good deal.
No. And it was pretty cool. You can see out the back. You can see the construction on the Mayport, the boatyard. Some of the cranes stick up, but it's a good place if you're into roughing it.
Pretty sure I know where you're talking about, and you're right. It's beautiful. It would be really nice, except to be up in there.
Yeah, you just got to watch
the bugs.
Just got to watch the rattlesnakes. You know.
No, there's no life forms out there. I mean, there's nothing to eat. I mean, once in a while you see a raccoon. There's no water for those animals.
Well, and you know why there's not many rabbits and raccoons?
No.
That's because of the rattlesnakes.
Indigenous bait.
Yeah, I've seen rattlesnakes swim across those creeks now. So,
oh, I'm sure there's some, but I've never seen a snake on any of those islands.
That's what I mean. That's good that you haven't, you know, because there is some out there.
Yeah, because I'd be eating them.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I've eaten rattlesnake.
Hey, it's better than boiled blennies.
We weren't gonna bring nothing up there.
All right,
thank you very much.
All right, that sounds like later. Another green light there, Bill. Blenny.
Hey, when you're camping, anything's good. Yeah,
man. There you go.
I don't think you'd find a Blenny up in there.
Blenny
though.
Chowder.
No, I can find him. I'll call him.
Yeah. Rattlesnake.
All right, this is
rattlesnake fillet with some Blenny chowder.
Take the bad turn.
I'll see you guys later. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks
have a good
calling,
one, baby.
Brother.
All right.
See ya.
222-8255 is the number to call. We'll be back after this.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host,
Holy
Captain
cow.
Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And y'all plan on going fishing this week?
I was going to try to take Gail out there when we go fishing, camping on the surf.
So were you going camping it?
Back to Hannah?
Yeah.
Hannah Park?
Mm-hmm. Try to find some whiting out there. I've caught whiting out there.
Don't be shark fishing now.
Oh,
no. Yeah, it can't be. Yeah, it can't be shark fishing.
Don't be doing that.
Don't want to chum the water.
Neither. You'll gotta be have a special urban, permit.
Urban terrorist.
Yeah. Got to have that special permit.
Did they come up with a gear regulation, like what is considered to be that you can use? So I'm all right out there with a 11-foot rod instead of a 12 or 14.
Let me see if I still have that on my phone. I know I put it on my phone here a while back.
But if you hook a little bonnet, clip the line, and run the other way. I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
Let's see.
Well, just use a hook that will rust.
That's one of the things. No stainless steel.
You get them out of the water, and they're hard to get back.
I think they outlawed steel leader.
The final approval, supposedly in February, they're meeting in February. These are the draft rules. Creating a mandatory, no-cost, annual, shore-based shark fishing permit. Prohibiting chumming when fishing for any species from the bank. Or from the beach, I mean.
Oh.
Prohibiting delaying the release of prohibited shark species when fishing from the shore.
Y'all know
so
me.
So you can't delay, you know.
So what's the time limit on
that? Yeah, they don't have a time limit.
And who's got the stopwatch?
Yeah, who's got the stopwatch on that?
Y'all know me. I make a living.
And it depends on if you wear the fish out. I mean, if you wear him totally out, then you know how he's going to be harder to get back.
Requiring that the prohibited shark species remain in the water when fishing from shore.
That's right.
And from a vessel. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the water with a shark.
Sharks in the water.
I'm going to say how you get the hook out of his mouth. You're going to have to get down there and get, you know.
With him thrashing in the water.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Requiring the use of non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks with live or dead natural bait when fishing from shore and from a vessel. Now, see, these shark rules, you remember they're talking about all this was supposed to be the shore-based shark fishing thing.
Yep.
They've started easing in the vessel thing here, too, now.
Oh, yeah.
Requiring the possession use of a device capable of quickly cutting the leader or hook when fishing from shore or vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning up and updating the current rule language. Now, that's what supposedly is going to be, you know, that's the draft rules that supposedly they're going to probably approve in February. So,
Did they say anything about the gear?
There's three of these rules. Well, just from the non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks. Nothing about the rods and reels and stuff like that, though. Of course, they're not done yet. These aren't finalized and approved until February. They could drop something in there that they're not showing yet. But see, you know, that meeting we went to is all supposed to be shore-based shark fishing, if y'all remember.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so now they got three of these rules. They've included the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And see, so that's what I say. They're inching into that. You know, where next thing you know, it's
where were we during that meeting when the vessels came into the discussion?
Yeah, we were there, and there was no vessel.
There wasn't no,
came into discussion.
Yeah. Next time I see Mr. Green, I'm gonna ask Roland about that because he's gonna know exactly. They're gonna be updating him on what he needs to enforce.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting if our buddy, Mr. Roland Green, Officer Green, can call in sometime and tell us what he knows so far.
Well, if I'm fishing out there and I hit a whiting and a shark decides before I can get him in to take off with my whiting,
mm-hmm.
was I shark fishing? You know, that doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm not getting in the water with this shark either.
Depends on who sees you.
I mean, think about that. I mean, that's dangerous, mm-hmm. stepping in that water with that shark. Yep.
Yeah, you can't remove the shark from the water, but they want you to get the hook out or cut the hook or the leader.
Right.
Now, to cut the hook, I mean, I'd be cutting the leader before I try to cut a hook.
Yeah, I get that close to his mouth.
I don't understand these people talking about cutting the hook because undoubtedly they have not caught a shark that's got a hook in his mouth thrashing around and you're trying to cut a hook. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Well, you as a guide know that if you mm-hmm. put a shark in the boat,
mm-hmm.
somebody's getting a busted leg.
Yeah.
Or the boat's getting busted up.
The only sharks I usually put in the boat
or bonnet heads, or sometimes nurse sharks if people want to get a picture. Mm-hmm. Now, a nurse shark will hurt you. I mean, they will. Yeah. They're strong, you know. And I've had some 5-6 foot nurse sharks in the boat, you know, where people want to get a picture of them. They want to hold them up. And so I've done that. But they are, you know, when you're looking at that, I mean, when you're talking about having a bull shark or you know, anything up along the side of the boat and you're going to try to de-hook that shark, there's going to be a lot more sharks. If you have to leave that shark in the water, there's going to be a lot more sharks running around with hooks in their mouth.
Ain't like going down to the pond catching tummy cod and bluegill. Bad fish, swallow you whole.
You think about it. Try to get in that water with them sharks. I don't want to get in the water with a shark getting out there
to cast past my ankles.
Yeah, I know. I know. You think about it.
Get Mikey to do it.
But anyway, I mean, it is, you know, it is what it is. Mikey. They're gonna approve these rules, I guess, and then we're gonna have, you know, some more rules to have to come out in the book. So, but
hey, Mikey, go unhook my shark for me.
Hopefully I'll get out there this week, get some fishing done, and if the weather works with us, and try to get, you know, going. I mean, y'all, you know, looking for trout or anything? I know you said you might go whiting fishing or whatever.
I'm going to go
try to get out and get some trout or
this
something.
This time of year, I'm going to go look, hit some drum spots.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's drum around. There's quite a few on the inside of the South Jetty, as a matter of fact.
I got to run them both, though. I'm gonna go sling some lures out of the Pathfinder, and then I'll run the Hydra Sport and go do some bait and wait, check out some spots, see what's happening.
Yeah, because I saw quite a few drum caught the other day when we were out there sheephead fishing.
Dead sticking. I've never heard that. I used to drive the tractor trailer, you know, you have a dead stick, you know, you're trying to ram those gears and it won't go, you know, or you're sitting in traffic ramming and then you're speed. Just back and forth in one gear.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But
I've never heard of it in the fishing world.
Yeah, that's just bait and wait.
In fact, one of these magazines right here mentioned it. I think it was this Florida Sportsman.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of times people were talking about, like when they first come out with Gulp, that they weren't using it as artificials. They were dead sticking it and catching fish with it because they just throw it out there and let it sit.
I think it's pretty general. Anytime you stab on a mudman or a shrimp and just throw that jig out there and just let it sit and barely move it or don't move it, that's just termed dead sticking.
Yeah.
First time I heard that. It's for years I ain't never heard.
It's a cold weather thing predominantly.
Hopefully the bait shops will get some fiddlers in this week, so we'll see.
I found a website you can order them from.
Oh really? How many you order? 1,000?
I don't know. I just haven't looked into it, but you can order crab and fiddlers.
How about a fiddler drone?
Wonder how long it takes them to get them to you. That'd be something.
I don't know. I need to look into that. I have to read into it. Because
I know the UPS.
Went and Googled it.
I want to know how they get them in those boxes when they UPS and the people. But I don't know if you ever seen them open those boxes. When they open those little square boxes of fiddlers, and they pop the top of them, it's like they just pour out. Woo. I don't know how they get it. They must get them nice and cold to pack them in there. We'll be back next week. All right.